You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Jay Powell went up to Capitol Hill today, as we told you yesterday on this program that he would, faced questions on inflation and recession and all of those things. Want to touch, though, on something that the Fed chair said as a way to set up our first story today, and that is this. Inflation was a thing in this economy long before gas prices went up and before Russia went into Ukraine. It was all that pandemic pent-up demand. And we all know people are pretty much done with the pandemic. Companies and industries are as well. Uber is bringing back ride sharing in some big cities. Broadway, which has been notoriously cautious this whole time, is lifting its mask mandate on July the 1st. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has the corporate pandemic conundrum.
To be clear, the pandemic is not over. The federal government declared COVID a public health emergency in January of 2020, and it renews that declaration about every 3 months. But Lindsay Leininger, a professor of public health at Dartmouth, says there aren't official data points to signal the end.
It's a feeling, really.
That feeling is dictated by a mix of official and unofficial entities, public health experts, local governments, schools, and increasingly corporations, which she says can be good.
I find it puzzling that we wouldn't look to companies. They run large operations.
They have a lot of information about what's happening in the world, and they're nimble. If you think back, it was big companies that took pandemic precautions first. Sports venues canceled events before governments limited public gatherings. Airlines began requiring employee vaccinations before Washington moved to require big companies to. Kasali Simon is a health economist at Indiana University.
Some companies are large enough that they can be the trendsetters.
With tightening restrictions and loosening them, too. Shakir Zara is a professor of strategy at the University of Minnesota.
It is a big, big contest between making profit and staying safe, staying healthy.
Companies are toggling between what shareholders want versus what its employees and customers want. He says increasingly, the latter is having a bigger impact.
This is part of a bigger, bigger debate about the social contract we have with public companies and the changing role of social expectations of these companies.
He says businesses are increasingly having to take a stance on issues like Black Lives Matter and the war in Ukraine. So why not public health? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
This is going to be a doozy of a summer travel season. Basically, all the pandemic-related restrictions have been lifted, including for international travelers. And so lots of people are buying plane tickets. Airlines and airports, though, just can't keep up. There's a shortage of pilots, crew, and all sorts of airport staff. Southwest pilots are picketing in Dallas this week over staffing shortages, and American can't find enough pilots, so it's announced canceling 4 regional routes in Ohio, New York, and Iowa. So Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports now on what it can mean for a city to lose an airline or to lose passenger airline service altogether.
Come September, when American leaves, there will be only one airline serving Toledo, Ohio, and none in Dubuque, Iowa.
It's a big deal.
Airline industry analyst Robert Mann says it's always been hard to run a small regional airport.
You're always, literally always, looking to expand service, and it's a very difficult sell right now with limited resources.
When the pandemic first hit and almost no one was flying, airlines offered pilots buyouts and early retirement, says David Slotnick at the travel site The Points Guy.
And now they're finding themselves short-staffed. They need to hire, and they typically recruit from these regional airlines to be able to hire quickly.
For pilots, working for a big national airline generally pays a lot better than working for a regional carrier. And for airlines, flying bigger planes to and from bigger hubs is a lot more lucrative than flying small planes to and from small airports. Aviation analyst Richard Abulafia says that means as long as there aren't enough pilots and crew,
you're going to see airlines like American prioritize the larger markets, especially those with any kind of international connections.
That means some smaller markets lose out, and that can have a big impact on people who live nearby and the local economy. And once a city loses an airline, it can be hard to get it back.
St. Louis was once the center of TWA's universe and had flights to Europe and wherever else. St. Louis now is sadly a much smaller airport, and I don't think anyone dreams that it's going to get back to what it once was.
Sometimes airlines do go back to a city they've left if demand picks up, Abulafia says. Other times, new startup airlines see more established ones pulling out and think, opportunity. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.